Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Wemoto and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. I'm glad to be back, and of course I've got another African album review lined up for you today. And this one, yeah, I've been waiting for this one for a while. Today I'm going to be reviewing the album Nadia Naked by Nadia Nakai. Anyway, I hope everything is all good. Do check out the African Music Industry page on Facebook. The page is called African Music Industry. Otherwise, let's get straight into it.
The latest African album review is... Album review.
First thoughts.
A quick rundown of the Nadia Naked album. 17 tracks, 53-minute runtime, multiple producers, the likes of Takunda Musha, Playground Productions, Gemini Major, Taiwanda, and more. Also, 7 collabos, and the album is released by Family Tree under exclusive license to Universal Music South Africa. Nadia Nakai Kandava is a Zimbabwean South African hip-hop artist under Casper Nyovest Family Tree label. She's had some significant hits over the years, such as Moneybag. I'm pretty sure you know that track. It's one of my favorite songs from her, actually. The Nadia Naked album is one that I wanted to listen to after the release had... the release hype had died down. I wanted to go in with a clear conscience and no words in my ear from external forces, no influence from people's tweets, what. Yeah. This is because over the years, I've always felt like Nadia Nakai was occasionally very brilliant, exceptional, if I should say so. But she needed to find more consistency to really cement her place as potentially one of the best to ever do it.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The intro on Nadia Naked for me was the first major statement. Ever heard an intro that just says to the listener, I mean business. I really mean business. It opens up with the sound of stilettos, walking stilettos, and I can only assume it's Nadia Nakai in the building. Then the intro grows in stature until the beat drops and the opening line is, I'm the baddest on the block. And that's a pretty bold proclamation, if you know what I mean. I'm a Boss is the single that dropped just before the album drops. And this is Nadia Nakai in her element like never before. She spits major truth and goes hard to undeniably establish herself as a boss in the Mzanzi hip-hop game. Somehow I've always felt like, she's, for the most part, seen herself as a target in the South African music industry, especially as a female MC, but mostly unreasonably targeted by other females in the industry. Maybe one day she'll address that in detail, I hope, and we'll know exactly what she's experienced to feel that way, and that's if she really, really feels that way, but yeah, I think so. On the Block is one of the most curious tracks on here. Nadia Nakai went pure old school on this with a boom bap beat and the sampling. I can see old school hip hop heads vibing to this number and seeing, like the 90s coming back in 2019. I think she flexed her lyrical dexterity on the third verse, around the 2 minute mark, thereabouts, just before Kulichana came through to show us why he's an icon. I mean, Kulichana's relaxation on the mic is so impressive. The output just tells you all you need to know. I mean, take nothing away from Braga on this one. She was extremely solid herself. This track, definitely one of my faves.
More episodes of this podcast are available on various podcast platforms and on africanmusicindustry.com.
Visit redsau.com to buy gorgeous African Ankara and Kente accessories. redsau.com.
I enjoyed the vocal work on Big Pun just as much as I loved the majesty in the beat. Those two just came together. The performance and the beat just gelled. Nadia Nakai needed to give a commanding performance to really keep pace with the music on this one, and I believe she did on songs like Trappy and Yas Bish, which dropped a few months before the album did. I got hints of Nicki Minaj and Cash Doll. It was a bit more playful and kind of goes for specific audiences, if I should say so. I would put Namin in the same bracket. Although it is an older song, the beat is crazy, dripping with finesse. I mean, Takunda Musha did his thing on the production, of course. It's not quite my favorite song, but it is dripping with finesse. And I do appreciate the artistry that went into coming up with such a dope concept. There's just something about that song that's really dope. I'm also feeling the song Chankura, which she did alongside the boss, Mufasa, Kasper in your vest. And Kasper killed it though. Like, really. It's pretty much a turn-up song and that's that. Darkness Defined featuring Lady Zamar could well be the track that is head and shoulders above the rest. It's not the kind of song you'd think would headline a Nadia Nakai album. Partly because I guess it's such a heartfelt number with a very, very, very sensitive approach. Whereas like Nadia Nakai for the most part is somebody who's talking about how talented she is, how hard in the game she is, and the challenges she's had to face in the industry to make it to the level that she's at right now. So this track really came as a surprise. She talks about being royally screwed over when she had given her heart to that special person. And the betrayal expressed here is astoundingly accurate if you've ever been stabbed in the back. That feeling, she really put it on the track. I mean, Darkness Defined is also a fan favorite with some really good plays online, and of course with Lady Zamar at a smooth and silky A game on the chorus and a bit here and there. I mean, it's a hit.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
The more I listened to Nadia Naked, the more I started to feel like for this album, Nadia Nakai was an understudy to legendary female MCs like Lil' Kim from that Put Your Lighters Up era. The way she twangs it with a bit of patois in there while still maintaining a rapper style was quite interesting. I really believe that where Nadia Naked is what I'll term a top album is on Nadia Nakai's delivery throughout. It sounds like she really worked hard to get to a certain level of delivery. You know when someone is just hungry for it and they'll do whatever it takes? That's what it sounds like. She's been doing her thing for about a decade or so to drop her first studio full-length album in 2019. So with that kind of experience, it means you have to show what you got. I'm glad to say she did. The beats are the next high point, in my opinion. From start to finish, the entire album is some really dope instrumentation. No two songs sounded the same. And everything really was fresh throughout. That's not an easy thing to do when you have a 17-track project, because maybe if it's like 8, 9, 10 tracks, you're like, okay, yeah, you could make it work, but 17 and still make it work? That's a statement. The technical aspects of the album, I mean, overall, pure quality, no doubt. Nadia Naked is a very real hip-hop album with real experiences. Nadia Nakai made it extremely personal, and I guess that's why it's called Nadia Naked, because she's truly revealing herself. She dabbles on topics like growing up without a father, healing through heartbreak, being doubted at every turn, making life mistakes, alcohol abuse, and still achieving something in life. So there's a lot of subject matter on this album. What I did find interesting was round about half the album has a very distinct hip-hop and R&B mix. That is to say, hip-hop verses with R&B choruses kind of mix. To me, this says much more about Nadia Nakai than I would have initially expected. I think her core love for the genre was born in that early to mid-2000s hip-hop sound, which really relied on a lot of R&B collaborations, so to speak. What she does well is making that sound fit into the context of a 2019 album. So she doesn't sound like she's from that era or anything. It's also great to see Nadia Nakai embrace her Zimbabwean roots on such a project. She dropped a bit of Shona here and there. There's some songs like Amai, which is a Shona title dedicated to her mother. So yeah, there's a lot there.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
I'd say there are plenty of songs that stand out, such as More Drugs with Tsei Ho, and Darkness Defined with Lady Zamar, the one that I talked about earlier, On the Block with Kuli Chana, Africa, I'm a Boss, Big Pun, Amai. Yeah, there's a lot there. Look, I could say this, that, and the third, but Nadia Nakai has finally proved that she has something special, very special, in the tank. Besides having the work ethic to outlast just about anybody in the industry, she actually has nurtured a talent to a level where she felt that she was ready to really drop this album, and yeah, she was ready. To see her do well means that the pressure is also on. Because when you have an album like this, everybody's expecting you to elevate, right? Anything else she releases after this really should be of the same standard or better. I'm excited for a journey here on, and I'm glad to say my doubts have been dealt with. She's got it going on. Should you bother with Nadia Naked? If you haven't, what on earth are you doing? It's one of the best hip-hop albums of 2019. Go get that. And that's it from me. My name is MJ Wemoto. This was the African Album Review Podcast by African Music Industry. I will catch you next time. Peace, day and day.
Find us on AfricanPodcasts.com.